You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I had a couple of instances in one day to tell you about that involve miscommunication. One of them, it was my bad. I made a mistake dealing with sprinkler repair companies because right now it's really hard to find somebody to come. This is their busy time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And with, you know, the whole staffing shortages and stuff like that. Anyway, long story short, I ended up with essentially two different sprinkler repair companies showing up at my house at the same time.
Hmm.
It was, again, my mistake because I confused them in a text message. The second one who showed up was such a good sport about it. It was very cool. I was laughing. He's the owner of his own company. And I said, dude, I'm going to send you like a case of beer for your trouble. So, and he laughed. He thought it was kind of funny. Anyway, so that was my bad miscommunication. Good news is sprinklers repaired finally.
Hey.
I'm tired of all that rigmarole. We've had nothing but trouble with the sprinkler system since we moved in this house. So anyway, got that fixed. Now, the other one is a story. I was talking to my sister on the phone. My sister who lives up in Wisconsin. And she had called me on Friday and said, I got to tell you, she goes, I haven't been telling anybody about this, but I've got a little bit of a scare going on with a mammogram and something they might have found and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, look, sis, chances are it's not going to be anything, but I'm glad you're getting it checked out. You know, I was just trying to
encourage you,
buck up her spirits a little bit and stuff like that, you know, because that's scary. You know, it's really scary when you hear something like that. And she was supposed to get the results on Monday, which was yesterday. And she missed a phone call from the lady. She didn't know how she missed. You know, sometimes our phones just don't ring, right? And it was a voicemail, and it was a nurse at this place saying, I need you to call me back because we got the results and we need to talk about next steps.
That's like frightening right there.
If you hear that, if you're waiting to hear results of your mammogram that they have a concern about, we got your results and we need to talk about next steps.
Yeah, obviously you're thinking, oh my God.
My sister was pretty damn scared.
Yeah.
She kept trying to call, could not get through. She said it was only about 15 or 20 minutes, but it was one of the longest 15-minute stretches of her life. And when she got the lady on the phone, the lady said, yeah, we've got your results here. It's benign. Everything is fine, you know. And my sister says, you said we need to talk about next steps. Lady's like, oh, yeah, I just want to make sure that, you know, you schedule your appointments every year at about, you know, that you don't miss anything.
Oh, lady, this is what you do. You don't.
So my sister called me and said, look, the healthcare professionals work their butts off.
Yes.
She goes, no slam against
but
them.
Still, they
However,
should know how to word it.
Sometimes the communication skills could be worked on just a little bit better.
Start with everything's great. Everything's
fine. The message should be good news. Everything's fine, but we need to talk about, you know, moving forward, you know, how we'll handle everything in the future.
Yes.
Not, I got your results. We need to talk about next steps. Holy crap.
I don't like that at all.
I told her, I said,